Carbar Business Solutions supplies business solutions through equipment, technology, and services. From as small as a rubber stamp to as large as the technology that runs your business, Carbar is here to serve your every business need. Come and experience doing business with a difference, where we treat you like family. Give us a call at 428-9611 or 420-5717. Follow us on social media, Carbar Biz, or carbaronline.com, or visit us at number 8 Oysters Plaza, Oystens. See or hear you soon.
Greetings and welcome once again to Down to Business with Carbar Business Solutions. I'm your host, Jason Bell, and with me today, as always, is Managing Director of Carbar Business Solutions, Mr. Cornelius Bartlett. How are you doing today, Mr. Cornelius?
I'm great and looking forward to today's show as well. You're doing a great job, by the way, Jason.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Let's keep the standard high as we discussed this morning, standards in business. Now, I feel very passionate about that. There's some in leadership in my own organization that are very passionate about this, but I want to hear your take on standards in business.
Yes, well, Jason, you know, there's a saying that if you don't stand for something, you settle for anything. And one of the things about being strategic in your approach to business has to be that you must set standards. In other words, you basically define your space. You send out a clarion call as to who you are and what you represent. When I say that, I'm hoping that you represent something positive. I'll get very personal to Barbados because I'm a Barbadian, home John's beat first, right? I'm very patriotic.
Yes, sir.
As I walk around Barbados and go around Barbados and do business, I'm very disappointed at the level of service that is offered in this country. And we're not making apologies for saying it. It is extremely disappointing. It's painful to see it, to put it bluntly. And I think that what has happened is that enough of our business leaders have not set standards for themselves in business. One of the first areas of standards that we need to set is standards in terms of how customers will be treated. And there are many sectors, I don't need to call them out now, but they know who they are. There are many sectors in this country that offer extremely poor service. And it has to do with the failure to set standards. My company is still considered small, but as small as we are, we have very clearly defined standards. And for anyone who interacts with Carbar Business Solutions over the years, know exactly the standards that we offer. They know exactly what we stand for.
Beautiful.
And it doesn't happen by chance. It happens very intentionally and deliberately. You have to do it by design. If your business is not designed with standards enshrined in the basic fabric of its operation, you are going to find yourself falling for the poor standards that we see out there in Barbados. Customers are number one, and customer experience. I don't like the idea of customer service because customer service is more like what you think the customer want from your head. Customer experience is about you trying to get in the customer's head to see what is the best experience to offer them. I mean, that's a whole discussion by itself. We could shut the show down with that, but we can't. But the point of the matter is that setting standards in business is a fundamental part of your growth and development and survival.
I cannot agree with you more, sir. I too have my own opinions about standards or the lack thereof in too many businesses in our country. Again, we are not going to call them out by name, but we certainly can think of several examples. And Carbar Business Solutions is doing its best in order to raise the standard of businesses outside its own doors in Oysters Plaza, Oysters Christchurch. And may I remind you, dear listener, that you can get in contact with them by calling 428-9611 or
420-5717.
Feel free to drop them a line at sales@carbaronline.com or look at what they have going on their social media. Carbar Biz, B-I-Z, that's Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, or you can visit their website, carbaronline.com, and find out what they have in store, including point of sale systems, time and attendance systems, cash management equipment, coin counters, bill counters, counterfeit detectors, scales, rubber stamps, HR and payroll software, stationery, ticketing systems, point of sale hardware, barcode scanners, barcode printers, receipt printers, Android terminals, Windows terminals, labeling machines, laminators, adding machines, impulse sealers, pricing guns, UPS, that's uninterruptible power supply, paper shredders, fire-abiding machines, toners, cash drawers, business equipment service and repairs, business equipment rentals, surveillance systems, software scripts and programming, ITC, solutions and services, information technology, networking, accounting services, business coaching, and so on. All that available and more at Carbar Business Solutions. Now, this week, we are going to focus on managing the lifeblood of the business, right, Cornelius? Money is the lifeblood of the business.
Yes.
Money, because we'll go home.
Okay. Today we're talking money management, but we're assuming that you are already making the money. So we're talking about handling the money after you've made it, the equipment that is involved in handling and managing money and protecting your money. So today we're going to section off today to just deal with money management only. Now, the first piece of equipment I want to share with you is bill and coin counters. So in other words, the machines that count your cash and count your bills. We are one of the main suppliers of those in Barbados. We supply right across the board, banking, retail, you name it. But we also offer service and maintenance, service and repairs. So even if you didn't buy your coin or bill counter from us, you can also contact us to have it repaired, to have it serviced. We also do rentals. So while you give us your machine for repairs or service, you don't have to worry. We can rent you one that you can stay operational while your machine is being serviced or repaired. It is something that we take a very special pride in to make sure that you don't get interrupted. And let me pause here to say that one of the reasons why we advocate for companies to have one of our support schedules is that preventative maintenance is better than reactive maintenance. Because one of the things that we do when we service your machine is we put you on a service schedule. We are able to make sure that the motors stay well greased and clean. We are able to make sure that belts are changed when they need to be changed so that you do not have that unplanned breakdown when you cannot afford it. So at the end of the day, we not only sell and maintain, but we also offer preventative maintenance to keep you operational as far as counting your coins and your cash is concerned. Of course, those machines are extremely fast. We're talking about machines that does as low as 1,200 bills a minute. And when it comes to coins, does up to over 2,000 coins per minute. So you're talking about saving a lot of time and energy and time wastage.
Can you imagine those old time days when you used to actually have to count them out one at a time? My goodness.
And when you make a mistake, you have to start over.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
So this is extremely accurate as well. Now you're talking about a higher level of accuracy with this. We also want to mention our counterfeit money detectors. We have been doing counterfeit money detectors forever. I remember the days when we started doing counterfeit detectors. It was such fun because people would sometimes say that it's too expensive to get a counterfeit detector for $200. I think it was $100 and something at the time. They're not much more expensive than that now, but a person would say that it's too expensive and then they would call me with tears in their eyes and tell me they just got a US 100. And once you get a US 100, you already paid for a machine. So you've given away $100, which is 200 Barbados. And now you have to go and spend $200 to get a machine when you could have gotten the machine before. So our counterfeit detectors are very comprehensive. And what they do is they actually help you to discern the actual ultraviolet print as well as the watermark. So there's an ultraviolet light as well as a watermark light that helps you to see exactly what naked eye can't see. Some people take the money and they put it up to the fluorescent or the whatever lighting you have in the ceiling of your business, but that looks a little unprofessional. So if you want to have a professional look, you can use the watermark on our counterfeit detector. And of course, the ultraviolet light helps you to see what is invisible to the naked eye. So that is that as far as those are concerned. Of course, we want to now move into the physical safety of your cash. And we want to talk about drop safes as well as cash drawers. Now, our drop safes, Jason, I don't know if you remember anything about our drop safes. Let me see if you're a good student.
That's the thing that you installed underneath your drawer or your shelf at a business. Is that correct?
That's right. So the drop safe is something that allows you to drop money that is in your cash till in a safe place so that in the event you have a robbery, and robberies aren't unknown. Robberies are actually still fairly prevalent.
They're very topical nowadays, yeah. Yeah.
That's right. And you don't want to be caught off guard. You want to make sure and keep your money safe, all pun intended, by getting a drop safe. So how the drop safe works is quite simple. You have some very strong heavy-duty nuts and bolts that allows you to install a drop safe under your counter. It's not a big drop safe like what you have in gas stations. It's a very neat device. It's probably about 4 inches wide by about maybe 8 or 9 inches tall and about maybe 8 or so inches deep.
A lot smaller than I anticipated, to be honest.
Correct. The dimension is just above the size of an actual bill. And what it allows you to do is when you get those hundreds in there, rather than leaving $3,500 in your cash till and allow a robber to get away with that, you can actually just take that money each time it comes. You get a couple hundred, you put it in the drop safe, it's secured under the counter. And when the robbers come, they should only get like $50 or $60 in float. It's as simple as that. So the drop safe is something you want to check us out for. The drop safe keeps your money safe and it also does not allow your money to be taken when the robbers arrive.
It's all about prevention rather than scrambling and crying for a cure afterwards.
That's right, because any amount of tears is not going to bring it back. And very often when the police apprehend these people, a lot of times very little, if any, of the money is left. Hopefully you're insured though, but still, you don't want the inconvenience because until the insurance pay, you still have to operate your business. And if you don't have the cash, then waiting for a couple of months for the insurance to settle is not going to solve your problem.
It's like waiting for a wound to start bleeding on its own without, you know, again, because cash is the lifeblood of a business. You know, the analogies are obvious there.
That's right. And I also want, before we close, to share with our listeners that we sell cash drawers because we do point of sale. So cash drawers are items that we actually sell. But what we did is, I am always looking for ways of making things make sense. And I realized that a lot of people would want to have cash drawers, but the cash drawer sometimes becomes inconvenient because you can't find the space on top of the counter to put the cash drawer. Because, you know, most people's desks or counters are already full of what it's filled with. So what we developed many years ago is an on-the-counter mount for cash drawers. So we actually sell the on-the-counter mounts for cash drawers, as well as we also do installation of cash drawers on the counter. So we have installers who will come out. They're trained in joinery and carpentry. They'll come out and they will install your cash drawer for you on the counter. It is something that went very well. We've done it for quite a few places, including insurance companies and other places that receive money. And the beauty of that is, one, it is conveniently tucked away under the counter, and the cash drawer also has separation for all of the denominations of bills. It also has separation for change, which beats the cash till. Because some people use a cash till where you have the hundreds, the fifties, everything bunched up on top of each other. It's difficult to make change from that, and it's also very easy to snatch and run. When you have a cash drawer installed on the counter, it not only allows you to manage the money that you are receiving and giving back easily, but it also keeps it safe. So it is almost like an altered version of a drop safe, except if a robber comes, they can still turn the key and open the drawer, as opposed to the drop safe, which is different. You can't open the drop safe. The drop safe is opened by some authorized personnel, and it's difficult to open by someone who's robbing, trying to escape in a hurry. But the cash drawer, which is the topic right now, the cash drawer allows you to have space on your counter conserved by having it on the counter mounted. And two, it allows you to manage the dispatching of your customer by making change in a very organized manner.
And all these things help improve the standards in your business. I love how there's always a wonderful tie-in, the topic and the solution that Carbar Business Solution provides. In the couple minutes we have left, we want to talk about, Cornelius, about standards and how practice makes perfect. Or maybe you can give your own spin on that old phrase, practice makes perfect.
Yeah, well, I don't believe that practice makes perfect. I would want to discourage people from thinking that practice makes perfect. Practice actually makes better. And the reason why I would say that you should never believe that practice makes perfect is that when you think you're perfect, you stop developing. You stop growing. So one of the things that I would want to encourage persons is to set standards for yourself. So we talk in business today, but we want to go past business and go personal. One of the things you need to set standards for is, for example, how you conduct yourself as a human being. You know, so people normally read from you based on how you conduct yourself, what they can do to you and how they should treat you. So you would find that a person that does not have any self-respect usually do not attract respect. Yeah. People can look at you and see how you carry yourself, how you dress, for example. You're very well dressed, Jason. So you know that a person looking at you would take you seriously because Jason is well dressed. The other thing I would want to hit on is health. We need to set standards for our health. I was very distraught the other morning where they said that right now, 1 out of 3 persons in Barbados is suffering from chronic non-communicable diseases. They have also estimated that by 2030, 6 short years away, 85% of all deaths, listen carefully, will be the result of a chronic non-communicable disease. I'm a health advocate, and that for me was extremely chilling. So therefore, I would like to end by saying that when we talk about setting standards, we want to be setting standards not only for business, not only for our character, but we need to set standards for our health. I think that way too many people are throwing away their health unnecessarily. I think that we are a nation suffering from too much addiction. We are addicted to salt. We're addicted to sugars. We're addicted to fried foods. We're addicted to alcohol. We're addicted to all sorts of drugs. We're addicted to too many things that are really too bad for us. Yep. We need to also set some spiritual standards. You know, I can't leave that out, Jason.
Of course. I was just about to point to that. In all your ways, acknowledging.
Yeah, set a God standard and you will never go wrong.
Wise words, sir. You've been listening, dear listener, to Down to Business with Carbar Business Solutions. Always setting a high standard for broadcasting and encouragement, even as you go about your business day. I'm your host, Jason Bell, and the voice you heard just before mine was that of Cornelius Bartlett, Managing Director at Carbar Business Solutions. Have a wonderful day. Stay safe out there. Keep your standards high, everyone.
God bless.
Carbar Business Solutions supplies business solutions through equipment, technology, and services. From as small as a rubber stamp to as large as a technology that runs your business, Carbar is here to serve your every business need. Come and experience doing business with a difference, where we treat you like family. Give us a call at 428-9611 or 420-5717. Follow us on social media, Carbar Biz or carbaronline.com, or visit us at number 8 Oysters Plaza, Oystens. See or hear you soon.